This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Moving quickly on to Surah Al-Qadr, and we will, inshallah, keep this brief. Should 10 minutes will be finished, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-Qadr is obviously about Laylatul Qadr, which every Muslim is familiar with. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, "Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr." We certainly sent it down on the night of Qadr. On the night of Qadr. So, we is the royal we. This is the we of royalty. The we of power. Not the we of plurality or multiplicity. It's not plural. Even in English, this is known more so in Old English, we have decreed. You and who else? The Queen says we have decreed. I know, this is a British reference, but long live the... Well, she's gone, so there goes that. Long live the King, I guess. And may Allah guide him to Islam. So, inna anzalnahu. We have sent it down. So there is a anzalnahu and nazzalnahu. Some scholars say anzalnahu. See, it's a little shorter and faster. The grammarians are going to kill me for explaining this stuff this way. This is referring to the entirety of the Quran, according to some scholars, coming down. Right? Did the Quran come down entirely? It did, just not to this world. Okay? Or not to this earth, but to the skies of this world. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, yes, the Quran came down entirely at once to Baytul Izzah, the house of might, in the skies. And then it gradually precipitated upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if that's an appropriate term. Precipitated, I'm not sure of the connotation. But inna anzalnahu. And there are other evidences for this as well from the Quran itself. When Allah says, Tanzeel, min Rabbil Alameen, He said it after, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ, I swear by the station of the stars. Then He says it's Quranun Kareem. Then He says it's Tanzeel. Tanzeel Anzala. Right? So the point is, there are some references from the Quran, some from the Sahaba, that Anzala is a reference to revealing the whole Quran all at once. And in that case, it would be to the sky of this world. Or it could mean that the first batch of the Quran, Surah Iqra, or the first five of Surah Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq, came down all at once, meaning in the cave of Hira, upon the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That could have been the meaning as well, because he said Anzalnahu. And Anzala infers, we infer from it all at once. When you read elsewhere in the Quran, Nazzalnahu, not Anzalnahu, Nazzalnahu, this refers to the gradual revelation of the verses over the span of the 23 years. Okay? Just keep that in mind. Anzala versus Nazzala. You see, Nazzala, when you hold on the Zay, it drags it a little bit. Likewise, it means the meaning is, the revelation is being piecemealed, if you will. Okay. The third is Laylatul Qadr. Why was it called Layla, the night of Qadr? There are three implications here. The first of them is something that has great qadr. Qadr is esteem. Qadr is something that has prestige. So it's a very prestigious night. Very valuable night. The other meaning is qadr is here from qudra, power. Because this is the night of power. This is the night of power. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power becomes manifest every single year. By decreeing, determining the fate of the creation. Destiny is ordained for that year. The annual destiny is ordained in that night. As Allah says in Surah Al-Furqan, Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubarakah. We sent this Quran down upon a great night or in a great night. Inna kunna mundirin. Fiha yufrahu kullu amrin hakeem. In that same night, all wise matters are determined. Are determined. So it's called the night of Qadr, from Qudra, power, because of the determination of all things. The third reason it was called Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is because of Taqdir. Taqdeer is sort of the calculation of all things, the destiny itself. In any case, just keep in mind that Laylatul Qadr was the night of destiny. And Allah increased it in esteem by revealing the Quran in it, by revelation coming down to us in this night. Is that clear? Just bring those two meanings together and you have it all consolidated with you now. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you realize what the night of glory or the night of power is? In other words, as we've visited many times that phrasing, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, nothing can make you fully realize how magnificent this is. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr is superior to 1,000 months. So why does it say 1,000 months? There are discussions here, but as some of the scholars said, the largest number in Arabia was 1,000. Okay? That's the largest number. So like they didn't have the word million. When they wanted to say a million, they would say elf elf, 1,000,000. That was the word for million. Okay? Sort of modest surroundings, small populations. It's just that they didn't need it, so they didn't have it, right? Invention is the product of necessity. They had no necessity for it, so the largest number they had was 1,000. So when you hear Laylatul Qadri Khayrun Min Alf Shahr, you should hear, or you can feel free to tell yourself, it means Laylatul Qadr is better than infinity, right? They didn't have anything beyond 1,000. So it does say better also. Like some people say, that means if you worship Laylatul Qadr, it's 83 years and 4 months. But it actually says more. More than the top number we know. So don't cap it. Don't sort of try too hard to quantify it. And the blessing of this night cannot be overstated. This is, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some places in the world, like the Haram of Mecca, that gives you 100,000 times the reward of praying in any other masjid, right? And there are certain acts of worship as well, like Qiyamul Layl, the night prayers. This allows people to take leaps in their deen, leaps in your understanding, leaps in your ability to make certain decisions once and for all in your life that perhaps others cannot make for years, or they take years to make. Laylatul Qadr is like that as well. It's an opportunity, a portal, a launch pad to leap lifetimes because of the blessing of this night. تنزل الملائكة. Notice تنزل, right? In flocks, in waves, right? The angels, and the ruh, the great spirit, is Jibreel alayhi salam. We'll come to it in a second. بإذن ربهم, by the permission of their Lord, من كل أمر, for every decreed matter. So the angels are there every night, right? So when it says the angels come down, it must mean something additional. It means the angels come down in exceptional numbers to witness your worship on this night and to pray for you because you're worshiping on this night. In one hadith that some of the scholars authenticate, it says, جبريل والملائكة يصلون على كل عبد الله قائم أو قاعد يذكر الله. That Jibreel and the angels pray for every servant of God that is standing or even sitting. Even if you're not in Qiyamul Layl, you're sitting. You're mentioning Allah, they're praying for you. And we said Ar-Ruh, the spirit, is one of the names of Jibreel, Gabriel alayhi salam. He is called Ar-Ruh, just like that. And he is called also Ar-Ruh Al-Qudus, the Holy Spirit. And he is called Ar-Ruh Al-Amin, the trusted spirit. Why? Why is he called the spirit? Because he can take multiple shapes. I like it. That's creative. I like it. Anybody else want to try? Perhaps the reason is because there are two archangels, Jibreel and Mikael. The greatest of the two is Jibreel, of course. But Jibreel and Mikael, they're a pair. Gabriel and Michael. Mikael does what? What's his task? Yes. By Allah's permission, he manages the rain and the clouds, rainfall, vegetation. He gives life to the earth, which sustains the bodies. Jibreel alayhi salam's task is what? The message. To give life to the souls. He's the spirit for the spirit, for the spirituality, right? And so Mikael is commissioned with the project of sustaining life for the bodies. And Jibreel alayhi salam is called the spirit because he brings the messages to give life to people's souls, to the ruh. So he was called the ruh. The same way the Quran, which is what actually gives life, what he's actually carrying, is called the ruh. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. In this fashion, we reveal to you a spirit from our commandment, the book. Right? All right. Finally, سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطُلَعَ الْفَجْرِ. Salam, peace. Salam. Pure peace, right? It is here that night. Hatta, until matula', the emergence or the rise of al-fajr, of dawn. You know, some scholars, they point out the fact that everything about this surah happens sort of in the dark, right? Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, right? And then the angels also are something, as it relates to us, is sort of dark. I don't mean dark in the negative sense, but like we're in the dark when it comes to angels. They're unseen, right? We can't see them. So it's إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ a night, and even then the angels, right? And then in the end, what? The dawn emerges. even the imagery there is very gripping, very powerful. So this is a huge event where there's a huge angel that comes and brought the Quran down upon the biggest heart, right? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whomever honors this event and honors this night year over year will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of eternity. Of, you know, the signs in this world that it was Laylatul Qadr, they say, like that the sun comes out without rays, and some people like to come out and check for the sun to see if there's rays or if the disk of the sun is extra visible. You can look at the sun. They take this from the verse and from the actions of the Sahaba. It is peace until the emergence of dawn. And so remnants of that peace is that even the sun itself, which is not to be stared at, can even be stared at as an after effect of Laylatul Qadr. This is possible. In Mas'ud used to check the sun every morning after the odd nights, radiallahu anhu. But what's more important is not whether it was Laylatul Qadr or not. What is the sign that your Laylatul Qadr was accepted from you? So what's the sign? Okay, Sakina within you, huh? You feel content, okay. Yeah, you draw from that peace, right? And you take this certainty, you take this faith, you take this boost, you take all this belief now, and it remains in the rest of your year. Remains in the rest of your year. What does it mean that, you know, whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr, his sins are forgiven? Does that mean he can now do whatever he wants? No, it means he will not do something that would sabotage it all. And if he did something heinous, he will be guided to repent from it. That is of the barakah of this great night. So you're putting in work, awaiting the pay. What is the pay? Steadfastness after this night. For you, for there to be salam in your deen, right? To be secure in your faith, secure in your commitment after this night is over. And so Allah honored this great night because of the book that was revealed in it, and will honor all of those who honor this night and honor this book. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Sahih Muslim from Umar radiallahu an, Allah raises people because of this book and demotes others because of this book. So we will stop there, inshallah ta'ala. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.